Dow down 131 points, NASDAQ off 95. This is SRN News.
We want to hold on to the problem. Listen, peace is Jesus in us, by Jesus, through his power, providing his peace that the world cannot provide. So may I just simply do a little parenthetical footnote? If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you do not have that in you through the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more expository preaching from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, tune in weeknights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 9 on The Truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to hearing from you. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about what Christians should know about Islam. Perhaps you say, as multitudes have acted, whether they've said it or not, if I don't know, it doesn't matter. What I don't know won't bother me. What you don't know will bother you. What we don't know as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and American citizens will destroy us lest we know what is taking place. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, and it gives the identification and the description about jihad. The Arabic word jihad literally means struggle, striving, or exerting effort. In Islamic teaching, it has a broader meaning than just those words. It has a meaning of fighting. It means holy war. Extremist groups, this article reads, many Muslim scholars and organizations reject interpretations that justify violence against civilians or acts of terrorism, arguing that such actions violate the core Islamic principles. Ladies and gentlemen, that's written for public consumption in the Western world. According to the Quran, ladies and gentlemen, it talks about jihad, and it says jihad is required of every Muslim to carry out holy war against all non-believers. And non-believers, they're saying those that are non-Muslim, those that are Christian, those that are Jews, those are the ones that's the point of the spear as far as Islam is concerned. I'm looking at a headline, America, beware of the Islamics in your backyard. This article reads, becoming an American citizen 10 years ago was one of the most exciting and proud days in my life, this writer says. It was not simply because I had fled Iran, the country of my birth, where after becoming a Christian in 1999, I was arrested, sentenced to death for the crime of apostasy, that is, leaving Islam. Indeed, the ability to live as a Christian without daily fears of arrest or persecution, much less torture and death, was life-changing. I was also able to vote in free and democratic elections for the first time in my life. It's impossible for most Americans to imagine not having the freedom so cherished for all of us, and for which Iranians are struggling and dying in order to gain their freedom from the oppression of the Islamic Republic. And being so foreign and unimaginable for me years earlier as I sat on death row in Tehran's notorious prison. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to talk about what happened. He got saved got out of Iran and is present today, but he's trying to warn America of the dangers of what he sees. He goes on to say, this writer, as a grateful and proud American, I weep as I see a trend happening in the United States that echoes the naivety and ignorance that paved the way for the rise of Islamics in the country of my birth. More than the ignorance of those who protested to bring down the Shah of Iran, often what's known as the Red-Green Alliance of Marxists and Communists collaborating with Islamists. Americans are actually electing the Islamics through democratic voting that has been hijacked. And he goes on to talk about El Said and who he is and the dangers he has for America if he goes into office. Another headline, Christianity and Islam have a long and very bitter history. And this is an article Tucker Carlson's involved in. Carlson is now leading the conscientious effort to aggressively promote Islam on the American right. Reasonable minds can disagree as to why he's doing so. Perhaps he secretly got converted. Perhaps Carlson's undeniable hatred of Jews is really the acute and debilitating factor. This is flaming garbage, and I must be rejected, and it must be rejected as such, this writer says. Fundamentally, Islam and Sharia law are widely incompatible, and Western civilization, which is the offshoot of the ecumenical biblical inheritance, the history of Christian-Islamic relations tells a long and often bitter record of conflict and death, outright persecution. The relationship between Christendom and the Islamic world has rarely ever been tranquil any place on the globe. We can go at least as far back as the Crusades. The Crusades are frequently characterized as being unprovoked Christian aggression. In reality, they were complex responses to the conquest that in the first centuries Islam had already overtaken large swaths of historically Christian land, the Holy Land, Jewish territory, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that as Christians we recognize what we don't know and embrace what we need to know in relationship to that. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, Islam is not God's word. Islam is not compatible. Islam does not assimilate. They isolate, and Islam has a major hatred for anything that's called Christians, Jews, and the Bible. Let me just read to you page 59, a portion of my book on Is Islam Tolerant? Muslims are commanded not to argue with the Jews or Christians over the revelation, but to emphasize that Allah has added the Quran to the divine revelation to, quote, correct the words of the Holy Bible. It is not unlike the claims of Mormonism that the Book of Mormon is the final revelation, thus taking precedence over the Bible. Surah 29:46, and argue not with the people of the Scripture, the Jews and the Christians, unless it is a way that is better with good words and good manners, inviting them to Islamic monotheism. Say to them, we believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you through the Quran. And it goes on to say, the surah proves a very important point. Muslims see the Quran not as contradicting the Old and New Testament, but only fulfilling them, thus the final authority. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam's final authority is what is called Sharia law. Sharia law happens to be nothing more and nothing less than the Quran and what the Quran says. By the way, that can be spelled with a K or with a Q. Both are correct grammatically in the world today. But may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to know who the enemy is. We need to know what the enemy is doing. We need to know what the enemy says. The enemy says, that is Islam, it says very clearly that only the Islamics that are martyred, that is killed, in jihad will go to paradise. And to them, paradise is a place they go to, that Allah will provide the men, jihadists, Islamic martyrs, with 72 virgins for all of eternity. That's the mindset. They are working to get that reward from Allah, that reward being a gratification, fleshly gratification, as they understand it from Allah and from the Quran, for eternity with 72 virgins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that is what Islam believes, and it is, how is that compatible with anything that's called biblical Christianity? It is not. It's an impossibility. I'm looking at a headline that says, remove them. Texas mosque approval sparks recall effort targeting the mayor and the city council. This is an article, I believe, that should be understood. After the McKinney City Council unanimously voted to approve a mosque relocation proposal, a group of residents is now pushing to recall a recall effort against several members of the council. On Wednesday, a local resident announced on X that a recall effort was underway. The petition seeks to recall the mayor and the city council members on a basis that they were authorizing another mosque to be built. Listen, one new mosque is being built about every 90 days in Texas, as I understand it. And ladies and gentlemen, across America, we're to have about almost 4,000 mosques today. And in all of Europe, every time a church closes, a Muslim organization will buy it, convert it into a new mosque. And each time they do that, that's a sign of domination. That's a sign of submission, that they pride themselves of incrementally forcing the submission around the globe. This article goes on to say, the proposed site is a 5-acre tract on the Virginia Parkway near the residential neighborhoods and high schools. This is, of course, now in Texas. It would include 37,000 square foot of facility with the mosque, educational space, gymnasium, meeting room. It will also be designed to accommodate 3,000 people. The facility would operate by the McKinney Islamic Association, which currently operates mosque on El Dorado Parkway in the shopping center that includes multiple businesses. The organization says its growing congregation has created the need for larger and more mosques. Ladies and gentlemen, while America is depleting its progeny, American couples are having, I believe the number is like 1.3 or 1.5 children per couple. As a result, we're not keeping up with the death ratio of replacement. We are incrementally reducing in population. Islam, on the other hand, and each couple producing nine children. In fact, they have bragged that it's called the birth rate jihad, that they're taking over America and the Western world through the birth rate jihad that is outnumbering the citizens. They've already done that in Europe. In Europe today, there was a recent article about 1 month ago where, according to the statistical data, in Europe, 250,000 young girls and young women and mothers have been publicly raped on streets, open air, in the daylight, down sidewalks, etc., etc. And listen, the European courts have said to the women, stay in, stay covered, don't be seen, and you'll be safe. Rarely in the UK do you find a Muslim man being prosecuted, penalized, or put in prison for public rape. They feel that the Quran, Allah, gives them permission to do so. So for a Christian, we need to look at it and say, that's not compatible with biblical Christianity. The morals and ethics and values do not correlate with anything that would be called Christianity or Christian values. So how in the world, ladies and gentlemen, can we find some Christian preachers today advocating for embracing of Islam and not confronting it and doing something about it? I'm looking at a headline. Are they terror organizations or are they not? State lawmakers call for a special session to combat Sharia law in America. The bottom line for me is a Texan, and I want the results. They're getting sick of empty rhetoric, and unfortunately that's a lot of what we're going to hear here. Following the McKinney City Council, they're talking about the mosque, as I read the previous article. He's calling for the special session to deal with the threat of Sharia law in the state of Texas. He goes on to talk about Elected officials in Texas have repeatedly stated that Sharia law is banned in the state, but he said that is completely false. Listen, what they're doing in Texas is good. They're attempting to quantify, qualify, and to remove Sharia law, that is Quranic law, in Texas. And they say they're winning the battle. But behind the scenes, the major communities of Islamic jihadists have their own police force. They have their own rules and regulations to do any prosecution that they do. And their position is they're above the constitutional law in the state of Texas. That's the mindset now with Mondumi, that's the mayor in New York. Right now there's a move to do something in reversing the action of putting him in power. He is against every Christian. He's against every Jewish person. He's against anything that's called wealth in the city of New York. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to have, I believe, in the state of Florida, a governor that will take that same kind of stand that we're seeing in Texas. Listen, you can't go back and put spilt milk back in the bottle. But there was only one candidate that said he would stand against Sharia law in the state of Florida. Only one candidate said that he would not allow Islamics to take office. Not but one candidate said that Sharia law would not be embraced or compatible with the state of Florida. And that one did not win the primary. The one that did win the primary has not taken a verbal stand against Islam. He's not taken a verbal stand against things that are so pertinent and so needful for Christian conservatives and patriots to stand on. Psalms 11:3, if our foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And the question is so pertinent, so needful today for us to understand. We're witnessing the moral, ethical values of our foundation being destroyed. I'm looking at a headline. Just days ago, jihadist gunmen, that's the Islamic jihadist gunmen, moved through a sleeping village at 2 a.m., going door to door, killing everyone. By morning, dozens upon dozens of Nigerian Christians were martyred. Among those slaughtered was the pastor, 27-year-old, and pastor and 27 other believers. Many from his congregation shot on sight. Villagers were trapped as gunmen moved about. Phone lines had been cut. Calls for help could not be made. This massacre followed an Islamic assault on a worship service where dozens were slaughtered as they prayed. A beloved math teacher was beheaded. Video evidence confirmed the horror. Nigeria called for a national period of mourning. Early, every believer, this article reads, every believer was butchered by a jihadist movement few people want to confront in all of Africa. Another headline, 27 Christians killed, jihadists aim to wipe out the entirety of Christianity in Nigeria. And it goes on, ladies and gentlemen, with a very similar statement of what has happened. And ladies and gentlemen, multitudes say, well, that's Africa. That's a far away place from here. That's not happening in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the political jihad that's presently taking place. Jihad meaning war. Political war that's taking place. And unfortunately, city councils, representatives in our houses in the different states, senators in different states, are not wise enough to wake up, smell the coffee, and realize that lest we do something now and do it on a broad, major basis, we will see the Islamic jihadists inundating America. And I say that with the known fact that according to George Barner, in what is called the Barner Report, which is the most serious, the best done in the realm of religious dogma, religious data, religious surveys in America. George Barner in 2009 said that by 2050, America would be controlled by Islam. In 2018, that was updated, that he said by 2040, America would be an Islamically controlled nation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I may not be here. You may not be here. But if Jesus tarries and the rapture has still not taken place, our children and our grandchildren and their kids will face the Islamic domination of America. Look no further than Saudi Arabia, Iran, Qatar, Russia, China, etc. And see what happens when a nation is controlled by dictators, either communist or jihadist. Look at what happens to Christianity. It pales into the background of insignificance and almost nothing there. You can't take a Bible to Saudi Arabia. You can't take a Bible to Iran. You can't take a Bible to all of the other Islamic nations. But we open the doors and welcome Islam as a sister religion. Here's a headline. Sharia takeover. Airport in Texas planned Muslim foot washing station, and it drew congressional criticism. A newly uncovered document from the Texas Department of License and Regulation shows that the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport will install dedicated Muslim ablution stations, that's foot washing stations, at a cost for the taxpayers of $300,000. The project consists of adding the foot washing stations to existing concourse level restrooms in Terminal D, one of men's foot washing stations in existing men's restrooms, and one women's foot washing station in existing women's restroom, according to the documentation. In an Islamic ritual of purification performed before daily prayers, the stations are specialized plumbing fixtures that create low-level basins for washing the feet and seating that allows individuals to comfortably wash their hands, their face, and their arms. According to the project document, the installation will cost $300,000. The document also shows that the accommodation was registered with the Texas regulators July the 31st and expected to be completed by December the 31st of 2026. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem, and we find that problem prevailing today in America. We find it pervasive in major corporate entities. We find it pervasive in many companies and organizations. We find it pervasive in many professions, where a person can have a Quran in his workplace, a person can talk about Allah, but if you put a cross on your cubicle wall, or if you put John 3:16 on your cubicle wall, you're going to have some terrorist mindset that says that might offend somebody. I'm looking at headline that says, outrage. The WNBA store blocks, Jesus Christ on custom jerseys while Muhammad and Allah Akbar clear initial filtration. The left WNBA and its official store just delivered another gut punch to the traditional American. The official WNBA store appears to have explaining to do after its customization system rejected the name Jesus Christ and the phrase Jesus is God, while allowing Islamic names and phrases to pass through the initial screening filter process. The WNBA store bans you from customizing a jersey with the name Jesus Christ, adding that the system did not immediately reject Muhammad or Allah Akbar. The Gateway Pundit conducted a live test on Tuesday, which produced the same disturbing discrepancy. When Jesus Christ was entered into the jersey's name field, the store immediately displayed the following warning. Quote, "We're unable to customize this item with the text you have entered. Please try a different entry." But when Muhammad was entered, no comparable warning appeared. Allah Akbar also cleared the initial name filter without triggering any rejection. The same tool cheerfully accepts praise Allah, bow to Islam, hate Jesus, and even hate all whites. In other words, the full name of Jesus Christ was stopped immediately, while the Islamic phrase Allah Akbar, Arabic for God is greatest, Allah is the greatest, passed the same initial screening test. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the same across our nation with larger entities, larger organizations that somehow feel they've got to embrace Islam and appease the Islamics at the risk of alienating, or if you want my statement, spitting in the face of God and Christians. It's dangerous today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking at a headline that will give you an idea of where things are headed with the Islamic jihadists running for office. The leftist Muslim candidate, El Said, compares himself to Jesus. Muhammad El-Sayed. After all, a truth that dropped right after his primary win described him as a terrorist-supporting activist whose friends believe America deserved the 9/11 and who wants to tax waitresses and delivery drivers. Muhammad El-Sayed, the most radical Senate candidate in America. The ad includes his boast, listen, I'm pretty dangerous, and cited his pledge of support for the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood as designated foreign terrorist group. He's siding with Muslim Brotherhood. They've been declared a terrorist organization. He joined a sex offender and a murderer to demand mass release of dangerous prisoners. And when his ally claimed 9/11 was deserved, he sided with that. El-Sayed actually boasts of his radical nature and even compares himself to another radical named Jesus. El-Sayed, follower of Islam, which outright rejects the divinity of Jesus Christ, which is the fundamental belief for Christians, was asked about extreme agenda points like Medicare for all, etc., etc. Here's a man that hates Christians, hates the Bible, hates the Word of God, hates the Constitution, hates America, hates the constitutional system, hates the capitalistic system, but claims he embraces the ones that committed 9/11, and that he looks at himself as a radical, just as in his mind, Jesus was a radical. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a need to have others like the pastor, if you recall, that prayed over President Trump in his inauguration. And that pastor was one that has taken a stand in Dearborn, Michigan. He's taken a public stand, and he's done so openly, audibly. He says, we're one nation under God, indivisible, and the God of the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ. Lowell Sewell told the Dearborn council members, accusing them of running the city under Sharia law. We need others that will take a stand like that. We need others that will say, you can't do that. We need others that will say, Islam is not embraced in America and will not submit to the Islamic jihadist. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We're looking forward to joining us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the H-1B visa. We'll be talking about what it does, how it's allowing multitudes to come into America and carry out all kind of professional jobs, displacing American citizens that need the jobs, could carry out the work, but not having the opportunity to do so. Join us in our next broadcast as we continue to face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.